Hi, this is Chip. This is 2 Minute Time Lord 159, and my child has just announced that he wants his soccer team to be called the Red Rocket Rising. Yes, after the Blood of the Daleks Big Finish adventure. What have I done to my 8-year-old? Hey, let's do a podcast. Comedian David Mitchell, in his recent Soapbox video commentary, the link's in the show notes, expressed his concern that Doctor Who seems too big a deal right now for grown-ups, and that when he was a kid, adults would never watch Doctor Who. Well, bless his heart. That's what some folks say in the American South to excuse themselves when talking about someone who's tragically, painfully wrong. Anyone who's paid a bit of attention to Doctor Who since it came back in 2005 knows that it's made for a family audience. Not just for kids, not just for grown-ups, but for that incredibly broad cross-section of casual viewers and fans who've rediscovered gathering together around the television on a Saturday night. Bless his heart indeed, because David Mitchell would be kind of right if he was talking about almost anything other than Doctor Who. A few weeks ago, I saw in the adult sci-fi section at Barnes & Noble an adult novel about the Transformers. Seriously, the robots in disguise. And of course, this is a tie-in to the Michael Bay blockbusters, which just baffle me. The whole thing is just too violent and chaotic for the kids at whom the original toys were aimed. So the older folks crowding the theaters were watching children's fiction that had been forced through adolescence with the original audience, the kids, just left behind. Doctor Who could have gone that way in a post-New Adventures world. Now, I admit this is hearsay. I've only read Paul Cornell's excellent Love and War and read about the rest of the New Adventures line, but it seems that the Doctor Who books written during the Wilderness years were, sensibly, serving the audience that was left, the diehard adults. What happened to a ritual sacrifice victim in Love and War would never have occurred on screen in Classic Who, and crucially, it didn't happen in New Who either, under RTD or Moffat. Doctor Who could have come out of the gate as gritty and dark as, say, Torchwood Children of Earth, and I think it would have lasted a year, maybe two. But the decision was made to be faithful to Doctor Who's original intent and be something that always maintained kids as the primary audience, with their parents and longtime fans as invited guests. The innovations of the New Adventures inform the show, but you also have Scooby-Doo chases in Love and Monsters and legions of supervillains in The Pandorica Opens. David Mitchell did hit on a valid concern, really. If the bookstores and television networks really were being overwhelmed with young adult material, that is, or if adults were somehow being forced to watch family programming, which they're not. And it's just a shame that he had absolutely no idea how wrong his Doctor Who target was. Bless his heart. And that's your 2 Minute Time Lord podcast for September 10th. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. I'm on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord and also at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. And hey, here's a quick message.
This is Fozzie from the Podcast Podcast, a podcast about podcasts where podcasters come on to talk about their podcast. I heard about this 2 Minute podcast about this show called Doctor Who, I believe it's called. So I invited Chip, who brought along Steve from Radio Free Scaro, and they tried to educate us about their show and Doctor Who. They also suffered through my world famous lightning round. Check out their episode and all the others at www.thepodcastpodcast.com or search for us in the iTunes store by looking for me, Fozzie Bear. That's Fozzie Bear.